Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Auto Service World Conversations. I'm your host, Adam Malik, and I have a special conversation for you today. I am joined by Sarah Durant, Candace Gottschalk, and Marlon Coates. We're here at the 34th annual Lorco trade show, 50 years for Lorco. I will dive into that, but first let's talk about the show. We got 400 vendors here, 400 plus vendors, I believe. Just talk to me about putting on this show.
Yeah, well, this has been probably our largest show since before COVID. We're at 400 vendors, like you had mentioned. Our registration, our pre-registration was way up to over 7,500 people. And we probably register about 8,000 people at the door, and then our staff and our vendors. So I believe it's one of the largest shows in Canada, if not the largest, in North America, maybe. It's been quite a journey this year. This is our 34th trade show, bringing everybody back. It feels like everybody's being back this year, and it being our 50th year. It's been pretty special.
Yeah, because I remember coming out of COVID, you know, it was, you know, getting the wheels back in motion, basically. Mm-hmm. And last year, everyone started coming back, but now it feels like trade shows are now back in full swing. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think it's one of the biggest trade shows in Canada, if not North America. Because I know definitely when I go to like a US-based show, they say, oh, I tell them about Lorco. I'm like, yeah, you get thousands of people. Wow, yeah. Really? And what are the logistics like in making it all, you know, put on smoothly once again?
Yeah, you know, the logistics are tough. We have to thank our vendors, first and foremost. They come from all across the country to be here, and they come, and their booths are, you know, every year they get better and better. It just goes to show you how important this show is, I think, in Western Canada. The logistics of getting our customers here is, it can be a struggle at times, but we do our best to get all of our customers from BC and Alberta out.
And when they come here, what are they seeing? What's being offered here? What's exciting for them to check out?
Well, the most important thing that I think is the red sheets. We call them red sheet specials. So they are deals that you only can get at the show. So if you're not at the show, you don't get to take part. That's a really good deal for all of the shop owners to bulk up on all the products that they need throughout the year.
This is a nice incentive to actually be here at the show.
It's a great incentive. And then, you know, on top of that, we have the full month where we offer the full month booking program. And they can get a choice of premiums or a choice of double trip points to go with our loyalty travel incentive program. It's a great opportunity for them to buy at a great price.
Any unique experiences they get to take in while they're here? You got two areas here, right? It's not just the vendors here. You got the Agridome, that tools and equipment, right? Yeah. The Agridome, and you got the hard parts here in the forum here.
I think it's a great experience. It's an opportunity to also show off new products. New equipment is key. The Agridome has grown to full capacity. In fact, we're often sold out on the tools and equipment lines. They get to see everything firsthand. It's all set up for them. So I think that is super important. They get to talk to the product. The vendors were so knowledgeable in the products that they sell. And I think that's a great advantage for them to come up to the show.
Mm-hmm. So is there something particularly you look forward to at the show? Like that you're like, this is what I like to put together, or this is what I like to see happen, or, you know, anything cool that you look especially look forward to?
Well, I actually look forward to seeing everyone. It's probably the one time a year that we get to see vendors, customers, and, you know, believe it or not, staff that we don't always get to see because we're from, you know, all of BC and then in parts of Alberta. So I really like visiting with everybody and catching up, and it just feels like a community. So that's something that I actually look forward to the most.
Big family reunion.
Big family reunion, yeah. I also think it just like shows how unique Lorco is and why our show is so successful, because it's an actual selling show. So not only are you getting product information and seeing new products, but it kind of invigorates the vendors and everything, because they're actually selling the product on the floor and getting those red sheet deals. So I think that's what sets us apart from everybody else too.
How does this compare to the previous years now? You know, because you've got 50th anniversary tied in with kind of back to normal, full swing of shows. How does someone compare to the last couple of years for you?
Well, everyone's in a really good mood. It's very celebratory for us to just even, you know, see these people that I've seen as I've grown up in the industry. And I just think there's just a different feel this year, absolutely, than in previous years.
So, Marlon, when I saw you on the floor earlier, we talked about the 50 years, yes. And you said to me, kind of half jokingly, maybe, you know,
And I'd be here for all of them.
that is correct. I have been here since day one, and it's been a very wonderful journey in some respects. A lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and focus on going forward. Basically, Ed had a vision, and like I said, when we opened up our shop, it was like on a wing and a prayer. We basically have had the support of our staff, our vendors, our customers, and we have built a community, and I think that's what we all have strived for is a community. Like, you love seeing these people year after year. When you are faced with a lot of challenges, you make changes, and sometimes not the right changes, and you learn by your mistakes. And basically, our changes have brought wonderful effects to all of us. And the second generation is doing a wonderful job. I'm kind of stepping back. You know, they're in the new, I'm in the old.
So. What has that experience been like, the stepping back, you know, because Rich will be here since the first day, you know?
Some days I feel I don't have any purpose, but it's okay. In some respects, it's really good to step back because basically they're more up to date with what's happening and they're more innovative in the new world. As well as I have challenges, sometimes accepting some of the things that are coming out of the economy. I love seeing people. I love talking to people.
Well, one thing that has never changed at Lorco is that we're relationship-based business.
Yeah.
And I think that from day one, that was how Ed and Marlon wanted to run Lorco. And even right now, you know, I look back on all of the 50 years we've done videos, we've done a couple other cool things, and it all comes down to relationship, family, community.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
So it's the 34th show. So talk about that first show. Yeah, what was that like when that went on?
Well,
how did that come to be?
How it came to be is basically we purchased NFL, which was from Norm Fieldgate, who had a warehouse. And we basically purchased the warehouse in, I think it was October of
1990.
And basically, Ed decided, well, we want the customers to come, so we'll open up our warehouse and we'll sell product. So we brought them into the warehouse to walk around. So we were handwriting invoices, handwriting name tags, you know. We had just, I think, started to expand after the 80s, which was tough years.
Mm-hmm.
So we had just started expanding. So we brought everyone into view what we had to offer. And we had our vendors there to help. Some of the vendors we still deal with, only other different names like Fram. It's just like the evolution of our story, of our company, you know, Ed's legacy. And, you know, I know when my husband passed away, we had to, you know, what were we going to do? And we decided that we would continue with the legacy of Ed.
And over 34 years, you know, it's grown into a large show. And so when you look out there, you know, just how does that make you feel when you see, you know, the crowds that are down there going from vendor to vendor?
I have a great feeling of pride. I feel that if we're successful, they'll be successful. So it gives you a great feeling of success.
Yeah, it goes back to Sarah's point, right? Relationship, company, making those connections, and the big family reunion sort of idea, and everyone's down there. So what are you looking forward to next? What do you look ahead?
Well, in the last 5 years, we've done a lot of things. We opened up our warehouse and our office.
We expanded into Alberta
and technical law. Oh, I can't say it. Sorry.
Technologically,
we got into a new ERP system. So we've done a lot. We've got a lot more to do. But yeah, I just... You know, we keep plugging forward, and we have a 5-year plan, and
it's to perfection. We're working on perfection. I know you'll never get perfect, but we keep trying to improve.
So we talk about that family, the shops, the owners are listening to this. You know, what's your message to them for maybe what they can expect from Lorco or
I think continued growth and change, and as the industry evolves, we evolve and we adapt, and we kind of give them what they want and provide a service that we're proud of, and that, like Marlon said, that, you know, we're all successful, and that we all can be supportive of each other. I think that that's what our main goal is community, family, and continuing to grow and provide the service.
Anything else you wanted to add? Any other message you want to get out?
Well, I'd like to celebrate, in celebration of the 50 years, thank everybody for their support, because without the support of the community, the vendors, the customers, the staff, we wouldn't be here. And I think you have to be very thankful and grateful for that. Thank you.
That's a great way to close it out. Marley, Candace, Sarah, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.